KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Enola Holmes, streaming on Netflix, stars Millie Bobby Brown in the title role of Sherlock Holmes' teenage sister. Enola is much younger than Sherlock, who's played by Henry Cavill, seems to be much smarter. She seems smarter than everyone except her mother, Eudoria. That's Helena Bonham Carter, who's terrific as almost always. Smart is a risky thing for a young Victorian woman to be, but Enola wears her precocity well thanks to Brown's vivacity, and above all, to her fantastic chops, her almost eerie skill. 4 years ago, at the age of 12, she appeared in the TV series Stranger Things as 11, the near-silent girl with psychokinetic powers. Her hyperverbal character here is all about female empowerment, but there's never the slightest whiff of preachment. She's the bright, sustaining spirit of a film that surrounds her with a fine cast and lovely trappings in a pleasantly twisty detective story that's elevated by the exuberance of Enola's detecting. Enola has lived happily with her brilliant, progressive-minded mother in the least stately of English mansions, thrilled by the feminist emphasis of her home schooling. When her mother goes missing, Enola's brothers, Sherlock and Mycroft, her legal guardian, return home to organize a proper upbringing for the kid sister they haven't seen in years. For Enola, though, propriety is a non-starter. She flees the house to do her own detective work and track her mother down. It's worth noting that the Conan Doyle estate has sued Netflix over the film, claiming for intricate legal reasons that copyright has been violated by depicting Sherlock Holmes as having emotions. Well, it's true he not only has them, but he displays them at many points in the story. In addition to being a good detective, this Sherlock is a good man who turns out to be a good brother. It's also worth noting that Henry Cavill, who played Superman in a pair of Hollywood action spectaculars, displays Sherlock's emotions ever so subtly, not, I would assume, out of fear of criminal exposure, but out of a desire to serve the needs of what's clearly a secondary role. What the star does is harder to fathom. It's not that she isn't dynamic, witty, vulnerable, or enchanting when the circumstances call for it, but that she's only 16 in her first starring role, and she carries the whole production with never a single false note. Enola Holmes was originally made for theatrical distribution, then switched to streaming because of the pandemic and theater closures. Yet the downsizing doesn't seem to have affected the portrayal at the center of it all. Millie Bobby Brown fills the home screen with a big screen performance of commanding intimacy. That doesn't violate any copyrights, only the laws of probability. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.